back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our line is open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I don't know if you watched Meet the Press yesterday, but they had a guy on there by the name of Adam Kissinger, I believe, or Kissinger. And yeah, he was, okay, I was really refreshed listening to this Republican talk about the new party he wants to create. And I thought, you know, I'm more of a Democrat than a Republican, but I got a lot of respect for good Republicans, a lot. I used to be one, way back when. I used to be one. And I thought, you know, the question becomes, how can we help the current political situation in our country, Joe Biden specifically? I think this might sound abstract, but by reaching a handout to these guys and saying, you know, come on, talk radio, let's hear what you got to talk about. You've got some good proposals. You're not about destruction, obstruction, and destroying our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, all our constitutional rights. You're about upholding them also. I think if the Democrats kind of look to those people and say, you know, we might not agree with you, but we respect you. How can we help you? I think we're going to be a country on the right track. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head on a very important issue, and that is the Republican Party right now is at a crossroads. And the ones that go with Trump and QAnon and Putin and betraying us, that's a dead end. That's the end of that party. There are some people, and Adam Kinzinger, I have followed him. Now, he's in Illinois, a little easier for him to do it down there than Wyoming or South Carolina. But you have some heroes in the Republican Party, frankly. You have Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Representative Rice of South Carolina, and Kinzinger. And Kinzinger is the guy that is much more vocal about saying what you described and what I also feel. He has now started a PAC that is a PAC to take back the Republican Party, sort of like Lincoln Republicans, but take back the Republican Party as to what he thought it used to be. Now, I personally think it's naive to think that the Republican Party has always, you know, stood for limited government, low taxes and all that. There are always little weasel holes open, even under George W. Bush, for donors and all that. But people like Kinzinger have character, and Mitt Romney has character. Liz Cheney does, Rice, and Ben Sasse, even of Nebraska, somewhat the same. So I think that the best way to do it, we're a party, the Democratic Party is the oldest political party in the world. We go back, basically go back to the early, well, frankly, with Thomas Jefferson, the late 18th century and the early 19th century. And it's essential that we have a strong Democratic Party, and I think we do. I think that its drift towards identity politics and perpetual victimhood is wrong. I've stood up for it. I am a Democrat. This is a Democratic Party, not a socialist party. We're obviously a mixed socialist capitalist system in the sense that we have a safety net and the public pays for roads and that kind of thing. But it's worked pretty well, and I'd like to see it keep working with proper safeguards. So your question, Bill, is, what do we do to enhance this? I think, first of all, we make sure that I do anyway, in the Democratic Party, we stick to democratic principles and reach out to Republicans who are showing that they should be reached out to. And Adam Kinzinger and Mitt Romney are at the top of the list, and so is Liz Cheney and Representative Rice. The second thing is, you're going to learn a lot, Bill, and everybody out there, on who gets nominated for president by the Republicans in 2024. And that's why it's important to keep up our political involvement in a good way, reaching out to Republicans whom we trust. And even if we don't agree with them on a lot of issues, dialogue with them. That's what Biden's doing right now. Today, I think he's going to be meeting with Mitt Romney and about 10 Republican senators who want to talk to him about changes in his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. And my instinct, knowing Joe Biden, is he's a good negotiator. He's not going to cave in, because when they did in the Affordable Care Act and made adjustments, none of the Republicans voted for it anyway. But I think that he should at least give a hearing to people like Mitt Romney and make it clear we'll work with them. And then long term, I think the best way to draw the Republican Party back into sanity is to make sure that our message, and we're starting to get the message in the Democratic Party, is that we are not authoritarian left ourselves. We are Democrats. We're the party of Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, and the rest. And we are going to stick for that. So, Bill, thanks a lot for calling in with some very needed comments. One other issue I want to put on the table before the end of the show. Believe it or not, the Republican Party has introduced 106 bills around the country in various legislatures to restrict and interfere with voting. They're going to do it legislatively instead of trying to get the courts to do it, because even Republican judges gag and won't do it. And these bills in many of these states, especially swing states, where the Republicans have any kind of presence or control, for instance, Wisconsin, it has the gerrymandered legislature. It doesn't have the governor, but it has four justices on the Supreme Court, although Brian Hagedorn has shown great independence. But some of these bills will say no mail-in voting without a doctor's excuse. In other words, no, what they call no excuse mail-in voting. No absentee voting without some kind of medical or other reason. One of them in Arizona wants people to have anything they do mail in notarized. That means you'd have to go down to the bank, pay a couple of bucks, or maybe even, but nobody's going to do that. They're trying to interfere with it. Some of these bills say no drop boxes. It has to be mailed. And then they go, by the way, we have Louis DeJoy in there destroying mail, 700 mail sorting machines that sorted about 30,000 pieces of mail an hour each. So this is going on. The Democrats have many bills as well to loosen it up. The one that I find most promising is in the Congress. It's in the House of Representatives and in the Senate now. And it does what we've advocated on the show for a long time, is have standardized voting rules for federal elections in every state. Don't leave it to the states. It's a federal election. So for Congress, Senate, and President, you would have no excuse absentee voting. In other words, you could mail in. When you mail it in, it can be start to be counted the way North Carolina does, several weeks in advance, so that people aren't having to do too much on election day. There'll be adequate drop boxes. They'll be supervised. They'll be videotaped, and there'll be security nearby. And there will be enough voting machines for election day that's commensurate with the population. So you don't have, you know, minority districts in large cities. You know, Phoenix at one time was proposing to have one place to go to vote. Wisconsin pointed out, had passed a law at one time that was overruled by the federal courts and held unconstitutional, that every county only has one place that you could go and register and do this and that. That's great for Rusk County. That's great for Polk County. How about Milwaukee County and Dane County? And Houston did something similar to, and Houston has many millions of people. So all that shenanigans get put aside. Remember something. We say by law when the presidential and congressional elections are, we can do a lot more. Coming to the end of the show, Matt Flynn Direct. We're going to be back same time, same place tomorrow with History in the Making. We're going on to some great syndicated programming all day. Then Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocates, Earl Ingram, Robinson, the whole schmear. And the Saturday program with Pizza Box Mike. That's an outstanding program at noon on Saturdays and a lot of other good Saturday program. So I'm signing off for today, but back the same time tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.